Mit zu schanneke neuische Weisse. Mit zu schanneke ist te leider näher. Ne, is a source of light, a source of illumination. That's what it is on its most basic physical, natural level. And without claiming to understand, or on a certain level, even needing to understand, it's also what Ner Chanukah is on a metaphysical level as well. The Sfarim talk about, again, even without understanding what this really means, about seeing the Or HaGanuz in the Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a tremendous source of illumination in the world. Let's try to understand a little bit, gain a little bit of perspective on that. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the fact that Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is a source of illumination. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah brings light to the world. We want to gain perspective on that. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah that b'bayis senik shemolchu yov and gozu gzeres al Yisrael u'bitlu dasam v'lo inichu osam lasuk b'toru b'mitzvus u'poshta yodam b'mamonam u'vivnosehim v'nichnesu lahichol u'potsu bo pratsas v'timu ataros The Rav Zichron Levracha used to comment that the Rambam clearly disagrees with the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, says that the Chashmonaim were Chassidei Elyon, but Chotu Chet Godol, that they were Ovel Tzavos Hazaken. That Yaakov Avinu says Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, Malchus is given to Shevet Yehuda, and then subsequently that's narrowed down to Beis David. And that the Chashmonaim, despite the fact that they were Chassidei Elyon, sinned greatly in assuming melucha, kingship. So the Rav said it's clear that the Rambam disagrees with that, because the Rambam is highlighting that as a tremendous attainment, and as part of the miraculous result of Chanukah, was that the Nes Chanukah resulted in the restoration of Malchus for over 200 years. Or in other words, the Rambam calls attention to the fact, he underscores the fact that the Nes Chanukah, in repelling the Syrian Greek influence and dominance, didn't merely restore the status quo ante. Before the Chashmonaim, we didn't have Malchus. When we first came back, we made Bayis Sheni. When the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, So there was no Malchus Yisrael. It was with permission from Koresh. There was no Malchus Yisrael. So what happened as a result of the Nes Chanukah, what happened as a result of the whole historical process of the Malcha Yovan being Gozeg Zeros, Koshos, Vachzorios, is not simply that we survived, not simply that we repelled and were able to restore the status quo ante, that there was a ribui, that there was an accomplishment, an attainment. We moved beyond where we had been earlier. You know, the Medrash very famously says, oft and widely cited in the beginning of Bereshis Rabba, on the pasuk of Va'oratzai Sasov, Va'vo V'choshech Al Penei Sohom, V'ruach Elokim Merachefes Al Penei Amoyim, that the pasuk here, that these stages, that these descriptive terms in the Bria represent or foreshadow stages of history. And in particular, Choshech Zeh Golos Yovan. Choshech refers to the period of Golos when we were subjugated to Yovan. Shehecheshicha Einayim Shel Yisrael B'Gzeirosehen. There was a darkness which defined Golos Yovan. And it was dafka mitoch, the choshech gadol of Yovan, that this or of Ner Chanukah emerges. Right, that same dialectic that the Rambam, just by sketching history, also describes. That it was dafka out of the crucible of the gzeros, koshos v'achzorios, the lochzum lachatz godol, the tzal lahem the Yisrael ma'od, it was dafka from that crucible that malchus was restored. A malchus that we didn't have before the gzeros, a malchus that we hadn't had in back until Bayis Rishon, until the days of Bayis Rishon was the last time we had Malchus. There's a dialectical pattern. Choshech, intense, dangerous, terrifying Choshech, can yield or gadol. The me'afela la'ora, the afela creates a greater aura than we had previously. We didn't have an aura of Ner Chanukah before these historical events on a more natural level. We didn't have Malchus before these historical events. Choshech can yield a greater or. There's a very, very cryptic Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's one line in Zerubbabel. Excuse me, not Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry, it's Rabbi Yirmiyahu. V'machashakim hoshivani kimeise olam from Eicha. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed me, ensconced me, b'machashakim, in a darkness comparable to the darkness of the grave. Omer b'yemiya, zeh Talmuda shel Bavli. First the Talmud Bavli. B'machashakim hoshivani kimeise olam, refers to Talmud Bavli. There are different pshatim in this Gemara. My father, Zechon Levracha, quoted a pre-tzaddik from the end of Parshas Baal Oscha. Pre-tzaddik doesn't reference this Gemara, but clearly he implies a pshat in the Gemara. The end of Parshas Baal Oscha, the pre-tzaddik. By Yehibin Soa, Ha'oron v'gomer v'ramiz al ha'golos. Right, the movement of the Oron in which the luchos are present, the Oron representing Torah. Vayhi ben tzoa Oron, the Oron travels. Where's the Oron going? Vayhi ben tzoa Oron v'ramiz al ha'golos. V'zehu daika ha'yesod laharbos ulihibanos ayadeza. Through the golos, there's binyan. Through the golos, there's riboy, there's increase. There's proliferation. Ukaomram zal, a gemara at the end of Menachos, paomim shebitula shaltara zehu yesoda. I'm skipping one line. I don't know why he doesn't quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin here, but ukedeisa b'tanchuma al ha'om ha'holchem b'choshech ra'u or gadol elu bali Talmud. Just a little bit lekarev es hadvarim, to that we should a little bit be able to get on the most basic elementary level lekarev hadvarim al asechel. So what it means is as follows. Imagine that whether it's at home or out in the street, so we have lights for the nighttime when there's no natural light. So we have indoor illumination, and then you have the street lights. You have outdoor illumination. How strong are the light bulbs we have? So the light bulbs we have are designed to be able to illuminate the natural choshech of the nighttime. Imagine that instead of having the natural choshech of the lifetime, of the nighttime, we would be plunged into a choshech afela of Mitzrayim. So what would that demand from us? When such darkness would descend, so what would that darkness demand from us? It would demand an illumination which surpasses the illumination that we've had until now. We couldn't be content with the same type of light bulbs, the same wattage, the same degree and quality of illumination, because we're dealing with such an oppressive choshech afela. So when darkness descends, it demands that we generate an illumination which surpasses, which improves upon, which adds to the light in the world. Ukemo shenema, Reb Tzadok continues, ki berov chachma, rov kas. She'al yedei harov kas, bo hisrabas hachachma shel Torah shebal peh. Crisis can spawn creativity. Choshech can generate ribui or. And b'machashakem hoshivan kemeisei olam zeh talmud shel Bavel. That's what the Rambam says. This dialectic of history that darkness demands added illumination. That the aura which follows upon the afela is a greater aura. And that's what the Rambam describes. Going into the whole parsha of Hanukkah, which begins with Kshemolchu Yovan and Gozu Gzeros, Ubit Ludosam, Lo Nichosam Lasuk B'Torah B'Mitzvos. What emerges is more than that, is more than we had before. It's Chazon Malchus L'Yisrael, Yes Amosayim Shana. The result of Choshech of Yavan was the incomparable ore of the Nechanukah. You know, it's a staple in Sefer Chasidus. That the pshat in every Yom Tov is that the quality of the, so every Yom Tov is correlated with a historical event, Pesach, Shavuos. Okay, question how to Sukkos is a little bit more complicated, but clearly Chanukah and Purim as well. So it's a staple that the pshat is that it's not that we're commemorating a historical event. July 4th commemorates what happened on July 4th in 1776. No, the pshat is that the he'ora, hey aleph, resh hey, of the day then comes around again each year. Svasemis has Kim Dumani from the Chiddushei Harim on this very beautifully. The Bryce in Megillas Taina says, Nasa Nes, Vedlikum Yimenu Shmona Yarim, and Lashana Acheres, Kvon, Vasom Yamim Tov Mahal Voda. They didn't make the Takana of Chanukah right away. Lashana Acheres. What were they waiting for? Says the Chiddush Yavim, they're waiting to see, to say it's a Yom Tov. Tezvav Nisan is a Yom Tov because every year Tezvav Nisan, the day has the same quality that it had the night of Tezvav Nisan, Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the 50th day from Pesach, Shavuos, which for us is Vav Sivan, has the same quality as it had in the year of Ma'amid HaSinai. So they were waiting to see what Chof Hei Kislev would look like the next year, says the Chiddush Yavim. The Shana Acheres Shana Cheres, they saw with whatever faculties of soul that they employed, they saw the Heor of the days. That's it. I think Sfasen also quotes from the Chiddush HaRim. What do you mean, Bazman Hazeh? It's Bazman Hazeh, and it's Bazman Hahu. What do you mean, Bazman Hazeh? No, Bazman Hazeh, it's the same Zman, the same quality of the Zman. That's true every year. It's been true for every year of Hanukkah of our lives. It's been true every year since the next Hanukkah, long before any of us were born. But all of this has a meaning and a relevance to us which surpasses anything it's ever meant for us in our lifetimes before. I don't think any of us have ever lived through a Hanukkah where there was such a choshech. A choshech enveloping the whole world and us as well. It's a choshech, right? The doctors, the public health officials have been warning about a dark, dark winter. The Lele Teves Ha'arukim. And it's a dark winter, which is, should be, terrifying and staggering. More than 3,000 people died today in the country from the virus, as was pointed out in the news reports. More than died in 9/11, and who died today, not who have died cumulatively since the spring, who died today. More than died in 9/11, more than died in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Over 3,000 people. And the expectation is that it's going to continue for the foreseeable future and get worse. I don't think we've ever experienced a Hanukkah with such choshech as we're experiencing this year. It's very important to be abreast of the news, because it's too easy, if one doesn't see anyone within one's Dalet Amos in the past few days who's been affected in a significant and profound way, it's easy to be delusional and not recognize that the world is enveloped in choshech. It's very important to hear the descriptions coming out of the ERs and the ICUs. It's very important to hear the doctors and nurses crying over what they're dealing with, not on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. how it's not always possible to stay with a dying patient because there's another dying patient that they have to run to. And yet there's some disconnect that we have from it, because b'chaste Hashem, in our Dalet Amos, as long as in our Dalet Amos, we're not feeling it. The fact that b'chaste Hashem in our Dalet Amos, we're not feeling it, doesn't mean that the world isn't enveloped in this choshech. And it doesn't mean that that choshech is not tremendously relevant to us. And it doesn't need to be brought down to this level, but it is important to know that it's true on this level as well. Jews are also dying. The virus that doesn't distinguish. Lemaisa, when there's a choshech, the greater the choshech, the greater the potential for ribui or is. That's what this dialectic principle of history teaches. The greater the choshech, the greater the potential for ribui or. There's a tremendous potential right now for ribui Torah. But the ribui or that resulted from Hanukkah wasn't automatic. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that Choshech automatically begets or that it automatically begets ribui or. The Choshech of Yavan generated Ribui Ur because the Chashmonaim recognized the Choshech for what it was and responded appropriately as that form of Choshech demanded with the Mesiris Nefesh that they demonstrated and exemplified. But it begins with recognizing the Choshech. Choshech is prolonged when we don't recognize Choshech. When we recognize Choshech, Choshech can yield a ribui or, it can yield an or godel, it can give a Ner Chanukah in which one can see the or hagonos. But it begins with recognizing the Choshech. The response, be it a response of tshuva, be it a response of ribui Torah, doesn't happen unless this begins with an acknowledgement, a recognition of the Choshech. In our context, an essential component of recognizing this choshech hafela, which at the moment holds the world in its grip, an essential component of acknowledging that choshech is complying with the halachas of the Nishmarta Me'od Nafshal Sechem, of the Samar Adam Me'echa, I had occasion to hear from someone about a Hanukkah party that was being planned. Not a Hanukkah party within a nuclear household, within people who are living in the same household, who are living in the same bubble, but a family get-together where many households, not part of the same bubble, Hanukkah is a time for family mesivos. To have such a mesiva, to describe it in pure halachic terms is just osur. If we'll all have such mesivas, there's a very good chance with Baruch HaTeva that it will spread the virus. Will every single mesiva spread? No. Is it likely that most will not spread? Yes. But is there much too great a chance that if we have these mesivas, that amongst them, there will be spread and transmission? Yes. And all the, again, we all follow the same news, we hear the same reports. One of the factors recently, which is highlighted in terms of the explosion, are small gatherings, not just the big gatherings. So it's not only that which can't be, but it's the small gatherings increasingly also, which are source of transmission. It's also, and to describe it in other terms, it's a denial of the Choshech. It's simply a denial of the Choshech. We can respond to the Choshech in either of two ways. We can, with tremendous hachna'ah, acknowledge it, behave in a halachically appropriate way, and then there's potential for ribui or. Or we can deny it, behave in a halachically unacceptable way, and prolong the choshech and multiply the tragedies associated with the choshech. Choshech doesn't automatically yield riboy or. But it can. There's tremendous, tremendous potential. There's tremendous, tremendous potential. Al yedei agolos v'hatchak v'yisur nisra b'nisyaseh b'chinos ischat shustar shabal peh v'nafshos yisra. The words of Reb Tzadok. There's tremendous potential. But zelu umma zel osa lukim. When there's tremendous potential, the tova, there's also potential in the wrong direction. Let's, be'ezrus Hashem, let's seize the opportunity to acknowledge the Choshech, to recognize the Choshech for what it is, to respond accordingly in terms of Zahiras, and in terms of recognizing the need for Ribui Or, recognizing the need for tshuva, recognizing the need that if each of us learn an extra pasuk, an extra mishnah, an extra dav gemara, maybe it will be accompanied by an insight, by a ha'ora as well. Just imagine what the ribui or the olam will be. And it's dafka now. A person could never, ever, 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 a person would never, ever ask for a choshech to create a ribui or. But the choshech is here. And shtei drachim lefaneinu, to deny it through our behavior and thereby increase the catastrophe, or to acknowledge it through our behavior, to recognize the potential. And each of us, in his own small but very meaningful way, to contribute to the Ribui. Lichtig im Chanukah, Rebbe.